The Outlaw Art of Moonshine, whiskey produced by the Light of the Moon, is often associated with the gangsters of the 1920s, but the tradition was carried on by a 96-year-old man named Edwin Coe Dupuy, who died Tuesday. Craig LeBan recently visited Coe in southern Louisiana.
You got some moonshine in there? All right.
I met the king of moonshine this year. And though our visit was brief, his was a face that I'll never forget. Craggy and regal, framed by thick waves of cottony hair, and a mouthful of brilliant white teeth permanently gripped around a King Edward cigar. I see old Coe's frail body swaying on the front porch swing of his little cabin, welcoming friends to what would be his final moonshine party. The sun was setting over the sugarcane fields across the street, as musicians, neighbors, and loyal nephews all gathered to celebrate this independent and vital man. His apprentice was there too, a raven-haired woman named Megan, who hoped to carry on his illicit craft. If, that is, he would ever tell her his secrets. "You come back tomorrow," he said with mischief, "and I'll show you the real McCoy." I took a sip of whiskey. This was not the rock gut I was expecting. This was a rich, liquid amber that was almost mystically good, warming my throat with the seductive smoke of charred oak barrels and the soft, sweet kiss of wild berries. "You can't be in a hurry to make something like this." "No," he said, filling my cup again and again. "Don't worry about nothing. Don't be afraid. And don't sell cheap." Those watchwords served him in good stead since 1928, when he began his legend deep in the Atchafalaya Basin, turning swamp water into gold with the help of sugar, corn, yeast, and cherry bounce, a syrup he steeped from tiny wild black berries. It was just after the Great Flood of 27, in the heart of Prohibition and the Great Depression, and bootlegging was a lucrative career. But Coe was more than just a savvy, self-taught entrepreneur. He was an artist at the still, doing for outlaw liquor what Robert Johnson did for the country blues, elevating a folk tradition into precious, liquid art. It's still illegal to brew hard liquor at home, whether or not you sell it for profit. But for some reason, it had been a long time since anyone ever bothered Coe. In the end, his whiskey just wasn't for sale. It was for friends. It was his source of pride. It was his way of marking the seasons. And it became what one friend called his mystic magnet, the powerful force that drew all walks of people to his porch, from famous movie directors to Catholic priests who praised his lack of greed. 2 years in the barrel was a long time to wait to drink something so good.
"Will you sing for the girls? Fever play, chante."
When his friend Sonny Landreth was playing sly guitar and the moonshine was flowing freely, Coe was known to make up songs on the spot. But it was like waiting for his whiskey to age. It's ready when it's ready.
"Lord, I wish I would see you girls again. When I was singing, I dressed still so fine."
Coe and his apprentice Megan made what was to be his final batch of moonshine shortly after, turning that gurgling mash into the sweet vapors of alcohol in his trusty copper kettle. Of course, there was that mysterious last step, and Coe promised he would reveal it at the final moment. But when he died of a stroke this week at his nephew's home, it was one of the things that didn't get done.
Craig LeBan is a restaurant critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer.